我们其实可以过得很单调无趣，但是也可以过得活得多彩多姿，这完全决定于我们自己的决定。
Life can be boring and monotonous, or can be colorful. It's up to us to decide.
其实神当初创造这个美丽丰富的世界，让我们可以得享其中，这本来是一件很美好的事情的。
When God created the world, it's meant for us to enjoy the wonderful life.
但为什么世人会觉得人生无趣啊、愁苦啊？所以需要借着这些的麻醉啊，借着这个酗酒、吸毒、变性啊等等，来寻找满足或寻求刺激呢
？So why nowadays people feels meaningless suffering and resort to booze, drugs, and change sex to for satisfaction or excitement？
那是因为罪进入的这世界。
Because sin entered the world。
所以原本美好的大地被咒诅之后，就长出蒺藜和荆棘和蒺藜出来。
The land cursed to produce thorns and thistles。
所以我们看见这个大环境，整个世界大环境的改变，世人呢也开始违背神原本创造人当初那种美好的目的，于是在自己的人生道路当中偏行己路，当然就会发现人生就单调乏味了。
Not only the environment changed, and also we disobeyed the purpose that God created us, insist on our own way, then life become monotonous.
例如有些人可能人生只有单调的充满灰色，那代表是沮丧。
Some are life full of great despondent.
有些人就只有单调的蓝色，那代表忧郁。
Or blue, depressed.
有些是单调的充满黑色，那代表暴力。
Or black, violent.
有些是黄色，代表色情。
Or yellow, pornographic.
或是红色，代表愤怒。
Or raging.
等等，我们就是这样的单调的颜色，就因此就不能够得享神创造生命原本那种精彩丰盛的人生。
So we cannot create when God created us the abundant life.
然而，神的心意是要让我们经历色彩的恢复。于是呢，就借着耶稣基督降世为人。
God want to restore the color of life, so send Jesus in flesh.
所以来到这个黑暗的世界呢，就要来拯救我们这些的罪人。
Came to this dark world to save the sinners.
所以除了让我们这些为了让我们这些世上的罪人可以得到拯救，所以他被钉死在十字架上，来完成伟大的救赎计划。
So Jesus died for us to redeem us.
并且呢，他还有一个重要的一个目的。
Also have a more important purpose.
就是他应许我们可以得着一个丰盛的生命。
So that we can live abundant life.
所以圣经约翰福音第十章第十节这样说，他说：“耶稣说，我来是叫人羊，就是我们这些人得生命，并且得的更丰盛。”
Jesus said in John chapter 10 verses 10, "I have come that they may have life." But have it abundantly.
也就是说，在神的心意当中呢，是原本是叫我们活出生命的色彩，就算你已经失去这个色彩的，你都可以重新得到恢复。
So God meant for us to have abundant life, even though we lost the color of life, He can restore it.
也就是说，要借着耶稣基督重新来得着这丰盛的生命。
Through Jesus, we can have abundant life.
那到底我们要如何才能够得到这个丰盛的生命呢？怎么样来恢复原本多彩多姿的生命色彩呢？
So how can we do that? Restore the color of life.
那以下有三方面，我们一起来学习如何恢复生命的色彩。
There's three ways we can restore the color of life.
根据我们刚刚所读的圣经，首先是我们要思念上面的事，也就是享受同基督复活的生命。
So first, set your minds on things above. Enjoy the life resurrected with Christ.
让我们再次来攻读第一节到第四节，好吗？
So let's read verses 1 to 4 again.
请。
Since then, you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on the things above, where Christ is seated on the right-hand side of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. Or you died and are now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory.
同享享受同基督复活的生命，其实是一个非常荣誉的事情啊。
So it's honor for us to enjoy resurrected life.
我不想你们家有没有一张很大的照片，不过我看过很多人家里呢有那种放大非常大的一个不能再大的这个照片。
So most of your family had a giant portrait.
那原来那个照片里面是他呢曾经跟某某名人照过相，然后故意把它放得很大，然后贴在这最明显的地方。
Probably is maybe somebody had a photograph with a celebrity, so you put it up with a giant portrait.
他觉得很光彩，能够跟这个名人照个相片，觉得很光彩。
So you feel it's an honor to have your picture taken with celebrity.
不久之前我在脸书看到我一个老朋友，他居然跟美国总统合照哎。
So on Facebook, I saw my old friend had a picture with a president of the United States.
还有一些的电影明星啊，非常出名的电影明星，也跟他们都一起照片照相。
And a photograph with movie stars.
哦，好羡慕啊！他怎么可以有这么可以跟这些这么出名的人照相呢
？I'm so envious of them.
一问之下，原来他在蜡像馆。
Well, but that's from the wax museum.
他想跟谁照相都行啊。
So you can take photograph in the wax museum whoever you want.
你想看看，我们在地上如果跟某某名人照个照相，我都觉得好荣誉啊。
So it's an honor to have a picture taken with celebrity.
但何况我们如果可以跟这个创造宇宙万物、掌管这个宇宙万物的伟大真神一同享这个复活的生命，那岂不是最丰富多彩的生命啦？
What about such an honor to enjoy resurrected life with the Creator?
那你想我要怎么样与基督同享复活的生命呢？
So how can we enjoy the life with raised with Christ?
这里圣经讲说，当求上面的事，思念上面的事。
So set your minds on things above.
那什么是思念上面的事呢？
So what's the things above?
思念呢是将心思专注的意思。
So set your minds means you concentrate, you pay attention.
那它的时态是现在进行式。
So it's continuously.
意思表示说要持续不断的专注心思的意思。
Incessantly, continuously.
Yeah, 我们常常将心思意念专注的事情，就是那些整天充满在我们的心思里面，我们看为重要的事情。
So usually what's on your mind is something important to you.
有一位丈夫，他整天盯着股票行情在那看。
A man just watched the stock market.
那妻子呢，很想知道时间现在几点，想去做饭了。
When his wife wants to know whether it's time to cook.
他问他先生说，现在几点了？
So ask his hubby, what time is it?
现在就跟他讲，现在已经18,000多点了。
And his response is Dow Jones just hit 1,800.
我们思念上面的事，并不是说我们要失去求生的欲望啊，想要回天家了哈。
Set things above doesn't mean you don't want to live, you want to go to heaven.
而是说我们要到底怎么样来思念上面的事呢？
So how can we set our mind on the things above?
首先我们要明白什么是上面的事。
So we need to understand what's the things above.
是不是我们就整天哈利路亚哈利路亚什么都不用做？
So you just praise the Lord and you don't do anything.
那是不是太单调无聊了？
Then it's monotonous and boring.
我一个表哥说，如果天堂没有麻将可以打，他宁愿去地狱。
One of my cousins said he cannot play mahjong, he wants to go to hell. It's so boring.
那到底什么是天上的事呢？
So what's the things above?
圣经接下来有说明，他说那里有基督坐在神的右边。
It says Jesus sitting on the right hand side of the Lord.
右边象征的权柄。
Right means powers.
这表示说无论世界如何的糟糕，你今天所处的环境如何艰难，神基督仍在掌权，仍不断的在为你为我代祷。
So it doesn't matter how terrible the world or how difficult the circumstances, Jesus on the throne intercessing for you.
因为神爱世人，这个世人的翻译呢就是世界。
Because God loved the world, the people on the world.
所以地上的事其实神比我们还在意啊，还关心啊。
God cares more about the world than us.
况且地上的事我们也无能为力，也无法改变。
Besides, there's nothing you can do about the things around you.
例如社会的这乱象，道德的败坏，天灾人祸，到处都是些苦难，你能够做什么？
Looks like the crisis in society, depravity, natural disaster, human crisis. What else can you do?
我们可能连选一位像样的总统都做不了决定，你想你还能做什么？
So even nowadays, we couldn't even get qualified presidential candidate.
况且地上的事都是暂时的。
On top of things, the earthly things are transient.
所以我们应当专注思念上面的事。
So we should look forward to eternity.
那上面的事呢？除了神的权柄，还有神的荣耀。
Not only about God's power, also God's glory.
所以思念上面的事呢？还有一个重要的原因，就是我们与基督一同复活，一同藏在神里面了。
Another reason because we resurrected with Christ and we're hidden in Christ in God.
也就是说，我们的生命已经被提升到了一个荣耀的层次了。
So our life is elevated to a glorified level.
倘若我们已经与主同复活，我们就不能只思念过去，因为我们旧有的生命已经被神拯救与得着了。
So if we resurrected with God, we shouldn't concentrate on the things of the past because we are saved and have received grace.
所以我们的心思意念应当是属于主，思主所思，想主所想。就算面对世上的这些苦难，这些的问题，我们要专注在天上的荣耀，而不是地上现今的苦楚。
So we should conform the thoughts of the Lord, set our minds on the things above, not about the suffering on earth.
所以当我们想起天上世界这样，我们面对地上的这些劳苦，我们就会觉得说，比起天上的荣耀，一切都不足介意了。
So compared to the glory in heaven, then what happened on earth means very little.
假如我们从不思想天上的事，每天所想的全是地上的事，那只有一个可能性。
If we only think about earthly things, there's only one possibility.
就是我们还没有真正与基督一同复活。
That means we're not really risen with Jesus.
我们仍在睡觉，或者我们在死亡当中，我们就要清醒了。
So we're still asleep or even in death.
我们之所以可以恢复生命的色彩，那正如保罗所说，因为你们已经死了。
The reason we can restore the color of life because we died.
也就是我们要先经历死亡。之后我们才能够经历复活。
Only through death can you experience resurrection.
为何复活之后可以恢复生命的色彩呢？
How can you restore the color of life after resurrection?
那是因为我们的生命，那复活的生命，可以与基督一同藏在神的里面。
Because our life will be hidden with Christ in God.
你想看看，能够藏在神的里面是何等的丰富美好啊！
How wonderful can we be in God?
有神的保护，有神的同在，有什么比这个更好的呢？
With His presence and protection, how wonderful!
我们的生命是岂不是多彩多姿呢？
So our life will be colorful.
但为什么我们却不能够经历到这样的多彩多姿？
Then how cannot why we cannot experience that?
问题就是我们死不了。
Because we didn't want to die.
老我在我们里面发动啊。
So we didn't want to die to ourselves, old self possessed inside.
所以我们的眼光啊，总是定睛在一些小事上，然后一点点小事我们就过不去了。
So focus on the trivial things.
那过不去了就痛苦的不得了。
Then we suffer.
是不是呢？
Is that so?
Yeah. 基督是我们的生命，同时也说明没有基督的人生呢，就是黑白的；拥有基督的人生呢，就是彩色的。
So Jesus' love is our everything. Without Christ, life is black and white.
因此，得着基督才是我们恢复生命色彩的真正原因。
So receiving Christ, that's the reason we can restore the color of life.
这不但可以使我们在今生得享丰盛，在将来基督显现的时候，我们也不会被遗弃的。
Not only we can live abundant life now, when He appears again, we won't be abandoned.
因为圣经说我们可以与他一同藏在显现在神的荣耀里面啊。
So we will be hidden in Christ in God.
所以这实在是太宝贵、太尊荣了。
So it's such an honor.
不过我们要知道，在得到这个尊荣之前，我们先要学会谦卑隐藏。
But before receiving the honor, we have to learn to be humble.
那谦卑隐藏呢？不是客气谦让啊。
It's not just being courteous.
而是生命完全降服于主的态度。
Because we are totally submissive to the Lord.
那这样我们就不会那样的看重自己，造成很多事情真的过不去。
Then you won't think too much about yourself.
那另外一方面，基督徒呢，常常会有错误的这种谦卑隐藏的认知。
Sometimes we're just too humble.
那是因为搞不清楚自己的身份是什么。
Then because we don't understand our position.
有时候我们误认自己就应该小渺小的，像一只小鸡一样。但是其实呢，我们是已经蒙恩得救的人了，是老鹰，不是小鸡。
So saved Christians should be like eagle instead of like a chicklet.
应当是如鹰展翅上腾，翱翔天际。
So soaring high in the sky.
可惜原本应该是老鹰的身份，却弄错自己的身份，以为自己是小鸡。然后眼光只在停止在有限的那个范围，在那咚咚咚咚咚咚，为这些小事呢争来争去，争来争去。
Instead, we're just like a chicklet fighting for trivial things.
所以恢复生命的色彩呢，同那基督复活的生命，就如同我们要回到老鹰的眼光，我们可以知道自己的身份，以至于我们当我们展翅上腾、翱翔天际的之后，我们会发现我们有不同的眼光在看待事情。
So we need to restore the vision of eagle, just like flying an airplane.
就好比你坐飞机，你飞机上起飞，越飞越高，越飞越高的感觉。你看那个窗外外面那些的房子，一个一个越来越变小，那个车子转转，很多的小事，你觉得都不在乎了。
So when you're in an airplane, your perspective changes. Everything on earth looks so little.
你看事情就越来越客观，越来越更长远了。
So you have a long view, more assertive.
所以只有你在上面的那种感觉才能够海阔天空。
Then you will see a brighter future.
这就为什么我们要思念上面的事情才能够恢复生命的色彩。
So that's why we need to set our minds on the things above to restore the color.
你永远停留在这样的渺小的这个范围，那样的眼光，你永远不能够在上面，你不思想上，你没有办法经历这样丰富的生命色彩。
So otherwise you're restricted for the little things on earth, then you cannot enjoy the color of life.
第二，我们要致死地上的尸体。
Second, put your earthly nature to death.
也就是要操练与基督同死的过程。
So exercise the process of dying with Christ.
让我们读接下来的第五节到第九节。
So let's read verses 5 to 9.
预备，请。
Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature, sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desire, and greed, which is idolatry. Because of these, the wrath of God is coming. You used to walk in this way, the life of your own, but you must also put yourself all the such things as those, anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips. Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with this practice.
好，我们可以与主同享复活的生命，这实在是太好了。不过有一个过程要先经历，那就是我刚才所说的，我们要先与基督同死。
It's nice to enjoy the resurrected life, but there's one process we have to go through. That's die in Christ with Christ.
但问题是，我们要如何与基督同死呢？
Then how can we die with Christ?
因为接下来圣经告诉我们说，你要致死我们这地上的肢体，我们借此来表达我们与基督同死。
So we need to put to death our earthly natures.
但致死我们个人在地上的肢体的过程，其实很难的。
Put to death our earthly nature is very difficult.
我们常常在不经意之中致死别人。而不是习惯致死自己，因为致死别人很容易啊，可能一句话就够了，是，但是要致死自己啊，这是一个这个极大，这过程是极大的代价。
So it's easy to put to death to others. Sometimes you say the wrong words, you put death to others.
你有没有这样的经验啊？
You have such experience?
从来不致死过别人。
So you never put others to death. You probably put many people to death by speaking the wrong words.
至于我们要致死我们个人在地上的肢体有哪些呢？
So what kind of earthly nature we need to put to death?
接下来圣经说就如这些来表明说以下所列出来这些种种败坏就是出自这是地上的肢体。
So these are the listed earthly nature.
那这些呢有分为以下的几个方面给大家在首先是在行为上的。
So first is about our behavior.
是在淫乱跟污秽。
So sexual immorality and impurity.
淫乱是指婚姻之外一切不正当的性关系。
So sexual immorality means any sexual relationship outside the marriage.
污秽泛指所有的败坏不洁的事物。
So impurity means filth.
第二方面是在思想上的。
And the second is about your mind.
邪情是指那导人愚乱的情欲，特别是指变态的同性恋。
So lust is disorderly, especially homosexual.
好，恶欲是指无法控制、势不可抑的这个邪恶意念。
So evil desire is something uncontrollable, indomitable.
那第贪婪呢，是指永不满足的占有欲，包括对财务上的贪得无厌和一切欲望的永无止境追求。
So greed is so possessive, insatiable about your finance and everything else.
那第三方面是情绪上的。
And also about your emotion.
是指恼恨。
Like anger, resentment.
好，跟恼恨呢是指怒气的发作，包括爆发的这个情绪。
Like a burst of anger or emotion.
那愤怒呢有什么差别？愤怒是指已经养成而且深藏在内心的这种伤害的性情的那种情绪。
So anger is about deep-rooted tendency to hurt others.
好，还有一种叫恶毒。
Also about malice.
是发乎有不良的用心，蓄意谋害人的恶劣品质。
So it's a premeditation to do harms to others.
第四种呢是言语上的。
The fourth is about your language, your words.
那包括毁谤是代表对别人以侮辱、嘲笑的态度所出的恶言。
Slander is about insult, mock.
那污秽的言语呢，是指没有品格、可羞耻的话，会叫人听见的人心灵受到污染。
So filthy language, so tasteless, is shameful and pollute the mind.
啊，另外还有一种是言语上的罪，就是谎言。
Also about lie.
而且圣经还告诫我们说，不要彼此说谎。
A Bible said, lie not to one another.
可见彼此说谎，那表示说，在当时已经成为社会普遍的一个习惯、一个现象。
But it's so common in the society.
那你说要改变以上这么多的这些多年养成的这些坏毛病、坏习惯，这没有一件是容易做到的。
So there are so many things for us to correct. It's very difficult to do.
当然啦，圣经知道我们这些都不容易，要改变这些习惯不容易。所以圣经不是叫我们，或是建议我们，哦，你们要慢慢改变这个坏习惯呢。
So Bible said it's difficult. So it's using a strong words.
他用一个很强烈的一个动词，他说：“你们要致死这个肢体，要弃绝这些恶事。”
So it's not suggestion; it's a strong word. Put to death, abandon.
虽然这不容易达到，但是我告诉你，因为每一个致死、每一个弃绝的过程呢，这就是象征的，好像把自己钉死在十字架上的这种痛苦。
So it's difficult. So exercise of putting to death or abandon the earthly nature, just like.Put yourself onto cross.
而这样的痛苦正是操练我们与基督同死的最好机会。
So it's the best opportunity to exercise the process of dying with Christ.
并且操练我们在这过程当中呢，也就是我们能够恢复那生命的色彩。
And through the process, then we can restore the color of life.
因为当我们能够致死，或是我们能够弃绝那些过去我们被这些邪情恶欲等等所辖制的这些无奈，我们无可奈何，但是我们可以脱离了，我们可以这些被捆绑的这种光景，生命当然可以活出丰盛喜乐，当然可以活出精彩了。
So in the past we're subject to our earthly nature, but right now we're no longer under the bondage, put it to death. Of course we can live a wonderful life and be joyful.
所以我相信假如我们有操练那种致死肢体、弃绝恶事，你就会同意，就是从这当中得到释放，这实在是一件非常喜乐的事情啊。
So you put to death your earthly nature, then you'll be relieved. It's a wonderful thing.
好，最后一方面是要穿上新人的荣美，也就是要彰显有基督形象的见证。
So lastly, put on a new self of glory, reflect the testimony of the image of Christ.
让我们一起来攻读最后第九节到第十节。
So let's read verses 9 and 10.
预备，请。
Others, since you have taken off, do not lie to each other. Others, since you have taken off your old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator.
好，这里讲到说穿上新人的荣美，穿上新人，我们会有一个 误会，好像就穿上一个新衣服，穿上什么？穿上神所赐的这美丽的彩衣啊，多好。
So some mistook, it's easy to put on the new self of glory just like putting a wonderful clothes.
其实不是这样子的。
But it's not that simple.
好像我们要打扮的漂漂亮亮，哇，神所赐的这个彩衣，哇，很漂漂亮亮啊。这个其实穿上新人有两个意义。
But there's two meanings, just not only just put on the beautiful clothes.
首先是消极的，要脱去旧人和旧人的行为， 其次才是积极的穿上新人。
So first passively take off the old self and old behavior, then actively put on new self.
那脱去旧人呢，就好比我们现在倒空自己所有的骄傲、自以为是，才能够预备好让神的丰富、让神的大能来充满。
Take off yourself, just like empty your own pride and your self-righteousness, so that you can receive God's abundance and power.
好，就好像一杯生水的杯子，它里面有一些脏水，假设哈，但是你要装一些有没有纯净的、好的这个好干净的水，你要怎么样？你首先要把它倒空，你才能够继续装下去。
Just like you have a cup filled with dirty water, then how can you receive clean water? You have to dump the dirty water first.
同样的，假如我们不愿意搓去我们过去这些污秽跟软弱，我们怎么样能够穿上神的圣洁跟刚强呢？
If we are not willing to take off our past filth and weakness, then how can we put on God's holiness and power?
我们说，虽然脱去旧人和旧的行为，就好像是一种破碎自己的过程。但是正因为有这样子的破碎的过程，我们才可以领受更丰盛的生命。
So in order to take off the old self and old behavior, it's a process of being broken. And you have to be broken first so that we can receive the more abundant life.
Yeah, 这就是我们为什么能够恢复这个生命的色彩。
That's how can we restore the color of our life.
好，那穿上新人是什么意思呢？
What do you mean put on new self?
啊，圣经接下来有解释，他说这新人是在知识上渐渐更新，正如照他主的形象。
So it just like being renewed in knowledge in the image of the Creator.
啊，我过去以为啊，我们生命的改变还有恢复，完全是圣灵更新的结果，所以完全是神的主权。其实不是这样子的。
In the past, I thought it was God's sovereignty to restore us.
因为除了圣灵动工。人也有责任。
But it's not this way. Other than touched by Holy Spirit, we have our responsibility.
当然人的责任是要回应神的爱嘛，人愿意 repent, 愿意回转归向神。但是另外呢，我们还有另外一个人的责任是要在知识上渐渐更新啊。
So we need to repent, but then we have to renew in our knowledge.
什么是渐渐更新呢？
So what do you mean renew?
这让我们知道，原来穿上新人不像穿衣服啊，很简单，可能有人三秒钟、五秒钟就穿好一件衣服，不是这样子的一个简单的一个时段，是一个渐渐的改变的过程。
So put on new self is not just put on clothes, it's not a one-time deal.
而且最后要达到越来越像主荣美形象的这样的目标。
It takes time gradually to reach the glory of God.
所以从这个渐渐慢慢到达这个目标了，这是一段的过程，不是一步登天的。
It's a step-by-step process you cannot achieve just by one giant step.
所以能够穿上新人，这代表我们过去已经下了很多的功夫的自我要求，才有办法渐渐恢复的。
So put on yourself, you need to spend effort and time to improve.
所以穿上新人，也就是说一步一步自我成长的学习过程，透过知识经验学习的累积。
So you need to learn through your experience and accumulation.
并且负上自己吸收消化的责任跟代价。
So you need to absorb and digest what you learn.
所以让我们的生命可以慢慢的被改变，被调整。
Then we life can be adjusted and changed accordingly.
不是一夜之间就忽然完全改变的，而是长时间的、慢慢的这种过程，在那里付出代价的过程。
It can be done overnight. It takes time.
所以我们的生命如果没有活出精彩，你不要推卸责任，都是神的这个都是神的错，没有让你生命经历丰盛，而是你自己没有被认为自己没有被改变，完全是神的错。你要先问自己，你平常。花多少时间在读经祷告，在阅读属灵书籍，在参加这些特会，在接受这些装备，这些自我成长的呢？
Don't blame God you don't have a colorful life. You have to ask yourself how much time you study Bible, praying, and reading Christian books, or receive training, equipped it.
因为这一些都是让你在知识上渐渐更新的方法跟过程。
This is the process and how you renew.
我们过去虽然是按着神的形象所造的，没有错，我们都有神的荣美。但是自从这个始祖犯罪之后呢，我这形象就被扭曲了，而且越变越坏。
So even though we're created in God's image, but ever since Adam sinned, the image gradually changed deteriorately, getting worse and worse.
但是我们没有机会来这个来怪罪，因为神赐下耶稣基督，让我们可以靠着他渐渐恢复，慢慢变好，可以恢复到原本应当有的这荣美的形象。
Don't blame God, because God sent Jesus to die for us, to restore us.
然后当别人看见我们可以有这些当有的原本当有这些美好的生命见证，于是我们就可以将这个荣耀归给天上的神。
When others see our testimony as a good Christian, then we can give glory to God.
因此作为一位蒙恩得救的基督徒，我们都责无旁贷，我们必须要恢复原本与基督一样荣美的这个形象。
So as a saved Christian, we have a responsibility to restore our life.
来见证神，来归荣耀给神。
To be testimony for God, to give glory to Him.
也唯有这样子的成长改变，我们的生命才会有美丽的色彩，才能够彰显基督的荣耀。
Then we can restore the color of our life and give glory to Christ.
而且这也是我们基督徒一生活着的主要目的。
And that's the purpose of life as a Christian.
最后
，In summary,
原来我们可以恢复人生的色彩，不是等到将来在天堂才有的。
So we can restore the color of life, not going to heaven. We can do it now.
而是今生我们就可以得到的。
So we can achieve that.
人生可以在今生当中活得精彩有意义，正如耶稣的应许，我们可以得生命，并且得得更丰盛。
We can live our life abundantly according to the promise from Christ.
呀，而且我们生命可以活得精彩有意义，可以经历在地如在天的一样的美好。
So on earth as is in heaven.
那说穿了，其实恢复人生的色彩，就是环绕在我们与基督之间的互动。
So it's about interaction between us and Jesus Christ.
其实我们的生命都很短暂的。
So our life is transient and short.
我们应当好好的珍惜我们现有的机会，现今的这个人现有的生命跟现今的机会。
So we need to cherish every opportunity.
来完成神对你我的托付。
To finish the mission that God gave to us.
因为我相信神把我们不同的人带来这个相同的地方，一定有他特别的旨意跟他目的的。
So God bring brothers and sisters over the world to this church.
目的是让我们的教会可以更加的多彩多姿。
So it means our church should be more colorful.
我们也希望我们的教会多彩多姿，是不是？
So we want our church to be colorful.
我们教会有多元化的，能够有这些的服务，满足各种需要的人，是不是？
So we can provide services to different kind of people here.
怎么不理我，是不是？
Yes.
我们都有这样的期待。
So we have this expectation.
我们有不同的，有小孩，有大人，有这个，我们当然我们有这样的期待没有错，但是不要忘记了，教会让教会多彩多姿，不是让我们教会涂了更多的颜色，或是我们更多的活动，增加了更多的这些的这种服务，社区服务的项目而已。
So Colorful Night is not about community service or activity.
我们需要很多的重建跟恢复，而且重建恢复也不是指这些建筑物的翻修跟改变。
It's not about renovate the building.
而是我们每一个信徒生命的成长与提升。
It's about our personal spiritual growth as a Christian.
我们每一个人都必须为我们每一个人的生命负责任。
So we're responsible for our own spiritual life.
那绝不是偏行己路。而是回到神对你我生命那美好的计划。
Not insist our own way, but return to God to the purpose to put us here.
当我们回到神那美好计划，也就是说，我们恢复到你生命的色彩。
That's how we restore the color of life.
我们要回到生命与生命，让我们生命能够恢复到原有的色彩，就是我们与基督的生命有深切的连结跟互动。
So we connected with Christ and interact with Him.
才能够使我们的生命时时活出精彩丰盛，而不是天天感叹劳苦愁烦。
So that our life can be colorful instead of a toil in suffering.
因此，让我们一同来思念上面的事情，也就是让我们一起来享受同基督复活的生命。
So let's set our minds on the things above and put our earthly nature to death.
也让我们来致死地上尸体，一起来操练与基督同死的过程。
So exercise the process of dying with Christ.
也让我们穿上这新人的荣美，也一起来彰显有基督形象的见证。
So put on the new self of glory, reflect on the testimony of the image of Christ.
我相信倘若我们在座每一个人都愿意这样的操练，我相信我们必定都能够恢复生命的色彩，同意吗？
So let's go through the exercise, then we can restore the color of life. Do you agree?
我们愿意一起来恢复生命的色彩吗？
Do you want to restore the color of life?
好，我们一起用这首诗歌来回应我们的这样的一个意愿。自从耶稣住在我们的心，其实我们的生命就可以得到改变。我们一起起立。
So let's arise and respond with this hymn.